This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Harry's at Harry's.com. For guys like you that want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to Harry's.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNINGSTREAM when you check out. That's at Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, and the code MORNINGSTREAM. And by Squarespace at Squarespace.com. Great websites start with you, and you need good tools to make them with. Squarespace.com has those tools, templates, and more. Get a free trial right now. And if you decide to stay, use the code MORNING at checkout. You'll get 10% off your account at Squarespace.com. Coming up on TMS, 17 things people who go to Target don't want you to know.
Patient hijacked an ambulance.
Mars is about to attack us.
Robert Downey Jr. is part of Captain America 3.
And Woo. Is about to attack us. Game of Thrones wants to edumacate you.
Tom's Tech Time.
Your emails and more on this episode. Yeah, testicular
Tom,
mail.
Those are emails from Tom Merritt. Your emails.
On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Make Halloween fun and easy. One-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind, bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy.
That's a gruesome story.
The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. It's totes fat.
It's the Morning Stream. How's everybody doing? It's good to be back. We should do the whole show like that.
The musical episode.
That's right. You know what it reminds me of? Remember, did you ever watch the PBS kids show? Maybe we've talked about this, but that Zoom show, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I feel like
from
everybody.
Boston.
Yeah, from Boston.
With the striped shirts from Boston.
Yeah. They had a very effective logo because you always remember that whole Boston part.
Right. They drum that into your head, too.
Yeah, it was weird. But that show was great because everybody sang like that the entire show. I'm going to find the intro for that just for fun.
Oh, well, we're going to zoom.
Zoom intro. Okay. I don't even know if this is going to, oh, here it is. Full intro. Okay. Let's play this.
Okay.
Oh, this is the new one from 99.
I don't care about
no remakes.
No, you got to find the 70s.
76 Zoom intro. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the problem with the zoom kids. Every one of those kids is like pushing 60 now. Think of it that way.
No. 1976. Those kids weren't that much older than we were.
Well, let's see. 76. This kid's like 10.
Okay,
so
right.
He would have been in 76.
4 years
he was
older
10.
Than you.
In 86, he was 20. All right, so he's pushing. All right, so he's 50-something.
Pushing 50. Yeah. He's early 50s.
All right, fine.
He's as old as Ming-Na Wen.
He's Daryl is what he is. All right, here you go. Oh, gosh.
I'm 7.
Boy, the sounds they were making you listen to, that's horrifying. Anyway, hey, we didn't plan on doing that. That little turn. We took a turn.
Boy, that was funky, man.
Yeah, we took a turn there, and we took a turn so hard our entire intro song finished, which never happens. all right. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's, It's Wednesday, 8:05 a.m. Mountain Time Zone, October 15th, 2014. We are hurtling toward Halloween and also hurtling toward Brian's weekend away in Las Vegas with two hot ladies, which is to say his mom and her friend. Yeah,
buddy.
That's right. My guess is, though.
And Viking Lass.
Oh, that's right. She'll be there. Are you guys going to hang out the whole time, or what's your plan?
Not the whole time. No, she's only going to be there for part of the day,
Well, she'll be there all day Thursday and I think some of Friday before she heads out to San Diego. But we'll probably have drinks, we'll hang out for a little bit. It's her first time in Vegas. So I'm going to try and like take her to a couple of the cool things. It's like, all right, here's the things you've got to see. If you've got 12 hours in Vegas, mm-hmm. here is what you must do.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a man with some cards. He will flick at you.
Do not take those. Yeah, he's handing them to you. Don't take them. Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Here's a SpongeBob character to take a photo with, and he smells right. like wet hay. We don't know
there
why.
There are 42 people dressed as minions.
What else? This sidewalk features two homeless guys, some ancient gum, and liquids we can't identify.
And crack.
Yep, and some crack. Some crack as well. Well, that's good. Take her to the Aria so she knows what it can smell like in a nice...
Exactly. Well, Cosmopolitan has become my new go-to. Like, if I'm taking somebody to Vegas for the first time, then the Cosmopolitan is like, here's what Vegas could be all over the place. Yeah. But it's not. But here's what it could be all over the place.
I never told you the time I said we were talking about the Cosmo, Kim and I, we're talking about the Cosmopolitan, and... The word kept coming out in a sentence, and Nicholas, who was probably 12 at the time, I'm thinking, it was a few years ago, said, "Dad, isn't that where it's all three kinds of ice cream?" That's what he actually asked me about the Cosmopolitan.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, buddy, it's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, or whatever.
Marge!
That's a great Simpsons.
Out of Neapolitan ice cream, so he's like... He's opening box after box in the freezer of Neapolitan ice cream, and he's like looking. Oh, no chocolate! Yeah. Oh, no chocolate!
It's all chocolate. I think he says we're all out of chocolate.
No, he says we're out of Neapolitan ice cream.
I can't remember.
And he only scoops out the chocolate.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
It's one of the best. Simpsons. One of the best gags.
Neapolitan. I just gotta find it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a hoot. You guys gotta hear it. You know what? All the Simpsons stuff I forgot got scrubbed from YouTube. Never mind.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
By the whole Fox XXXXX
thing?
Yeah,
you just can't find all their stuff anymore. I'm sure someone has a clip somewhere. Hey, Irony Man, maybe you could spend some time on that instead of B. Arthur's breasts. How about that? How about you find us that link? All right, I got a great little story here for you. Do you go to Target occasionally? Do you have to buy things? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right with Target. I think it's cool. I'm not like a Target fan or anything, but I prefer it over Walmart.
I want a place that's got, where I can pick up socks, a box of cereal, look at some Marvel superhero action figures and maybe some Star Wars figures and pick up a pair of headphones, then Target's my place.
Yeah, like a new controller for your console or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to do Kmart. I'm not going to do Walmart. Of the giant stores like that.
Mm-hmm.
Target's my go-to.
White privilege, jeez.
Yeah. Now, if I'm on the East Coast, though, I've noticed that Targets that are not in the Midwest or in the West are very different.
Yeah, kind of a dump. I've seen this too. Also, I don't think they're very good in Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Some of them. The couple of Targets I've been to in Phoenix are sketchy, man. Woo. Huh. Can't explain why. I don't know what's up. But when I was there in January, two Targets in a row. Just like, woo, what is this? This is not the same Target I know. But anyway, Target generally known to be a little cleaner, a little, whatever, a little more falutin. You pay a little more money, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who love Target. They don't just like it. They love it. They go for no reason. They just like Target a lot. And I found a list of the 17 secrets every Target lover will never tell you. I'm not sure how much this I believe, but here it is. All right. I know you like your list. So here's a list for you, Brian. Number one, and tell me if this is you, okay?
All right.
You buy things from the dollar section only to literally never use them again.
Okay. No, I pick up things in the dollar section on my way in that I leave scattered throughout other parts of the Target.
Brilliant. That's perfect. Why not? Leave a stupid hat in like the movie section? Why not? Here's this one.
Exactly.
You never choose the cart with the leftover receipts in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that a thing? Okay.
Or anything left over in it. I want a pristine cart.
Yeah.
Wadded up napkin, half a Starbucks cup, whatever. I want pristine cart.
Yeah.
That goes for anywhere. Okay. Shopping, grocery store.
Yeah. I agree with you.
IKEA, whatever.
Anywhere. No receipts. Because receipts means use, and use means baby with hand, foot, mouth disease was just in there.
Exactly. You want to pretend that you are the first person ever to use that
card. That's right. Let's see. If you are a Target fan, you have a very specific route through the store to hit all your favorite spots, according to this list. I don't know about that.
I think so.
I go right for electronics. That's usually my thing.
Yeah, electronics and video games, and then the toys just happen to be right by there. So it's like, all right, let's go see if there are any new action figures. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I kind of Captain America Winter Soldier leftovers.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, didn't push as many of those as you wanted to, did you there, nope. Marvel? I find that I go straight to those places in no matter what store I'm in, though. So yeah. If there is a section that does have such items, I kind of head straight there and Kim goes off to do whatever ladies do at the store. Yeah, right. That's right. I'm making a gender division here, okay? Next one. You've gone to Target when you literally didn't need to purchase anything. I may have done that.
Tina and I have absolutely killed time before at a Target. If we were like, we're going over to somebody's house or we're going to a wedding or something and we leave the hotel too early, it's like, crud, we've got like 45 minutes. I don't want to go stand outside the church or show up at these people's houses early. I don't want to go sit in a restaurant or like a fast food place and eat stuff I shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
Let's go to a Target.
Yeah. I hate being early for things. I'm so with you on this. next up, and this is one I totally have done, and my wife should wear this on her t-shirt. You've gone to Target when you only needed one thing and bought over 15 things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my wife.
Yeah.
And she does that everywhere we go. That's not a Target
that
problem.
That happens less for me at Target than it does Costco.
Yeah.
I can't walk into a Costco and say, I just need X.
I just need a TV.
I just need one TV. I just need one box of 74 light bulbs.
Yeah. Anything actually represents hundreds of something.
Exactly.
Kim got this big, protein shake stuff like you'd get at a GNC, you know?
Oh, sure.
And at the GNC, those are already like jumbo containers.
Yes.
At the Costco, it's as big as like a large butane tank for your
propane
tank for your propane device.
For your propane and propane related accessories.
It's huge. She whipped that thing out yesterday. I'm like, what are we doing? This is like Arnold's house, 1984. Say what?
How is that stuff?
Oh, it's good. It's she makes a shake with it. Where she put? Okay, so here's the mix. It's this big jumbo one you get at Costco. I don't know the brand, but it's whatever. It's got a big muscly man on the front, of course.
Sure.
It's that. It's peanut butter, but it's the chocolate cocoa flavored peanut butter. So I don't know if you've seen this. It's straight up peanut butter, and to me, tastes just like peanut butter. That doesn't taste like chocolate at all, but it's like dark, like a what's the German goo?
Nutella.
It's like that color.
Okay.
But it's just straight up, you know, peanut with peanut butter. It's just peanut butter.
Sure.
It doesn't taste like you're eating chocolate at all.
Okay.
Anyway, she'll put that in there for whatever reason. And then bananas and is that it? Oh, a little bit of milk or a little bit of yogurt or something. And it's really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a little morning post-gym kind of deal that she likes to do.
Oh, I like the sound of that. All right.
Your cashier knows your name. I've never been to a Target that often.
No, I've never seen the same cashier twice, I don't think, at Target.
You grabbed a basket for your stuff, only to run back less than 10 minutes later to grab a cart. I have done that. That's annoying when that happens. As you do the Starbucks baristas inside Target, because obviously, what? As do the Starbucks. Oh.
That must be part of the last one. So
who knows, dude? Freaking BuzzFeed. What are they up to?
No, but I have accidentally walked into a Target before wearing a red shirt and khaki pants.
Yeah.
Accidentally. And people start asking me questions.
Red shirt and because they think you're helping.
That's the uniform.
At a Walmart with a blue shirt once. I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's your reaction? How do you put them off? What do you say?
I'm not mean enough to send them into the completely wrong part of the store. Like, we don't keep the paper towels here with the toilet paper. Yeah. That's over there in animal, in pet food.
Yeah, the pet food, right near the fish tank when there is no fish tank.
Right.
Yeah,
keep it behind the really heavy bags of dog food. You have to move those out of the way.
I can't.
And the paper towels.
I can't do that either. It's so funny because I'm always tempted, but I've never been able to send them in the wrong direction. direction.
Yeah.
I just feel bad.
It'd be too easy to find me, probably.
Yeah. Because who knows? I've probably done this before where I've asked a person who I thought worked there who didn't, yes, and they've probably sent me in the wrong direction, as far as I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have some vague memory of getting help.
If there's ever any question, I always begin with a, you don't work here, do you?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's the start.
That's a good idea. But here's the thing. I feel like it is on me as a patron of the store to pay better attention. Like if I saw you in khaki pants and a red t-shirt.
Sure.
I would still look for the Target logo or tag.
Like a name tag on my shirt.
Yeah, or the vest at Walmart or something.
See if I'm carrying a little pricey gun thing or, you know.
Yeah, because if not, that just means I'm being super lazy in general and making generalizations about the people around me. And I think that sucks.
I could act all offended. Oh, so everyone who wears a red shirt must work at Target, huh? Is that...
You're a shoppist. All right. Shoppist would be the word, right?
Shoppist.
Like racist shoppist, yeah.
Sure, shoppist.
Let's see. You always try to take more than 6 items into the dressing room and rarely ever succeeded. I don't know what that means. That's a lady thing. Let's see. Skipping down. I'm going to skip down. You've lied about being in Target. Have you done that? No. I haven't lied. Hey, where were you guys? Target. It's no big deal.
Yeah, no. I've never not told somebody I was a Target if I was a Target.
Yeah, I don't get that. Sometimes you're...
Maybe people do that on the East Coast.
Sometimes your night out on the town means going to Target after dark in your PJs. I don't wear PJs,
never.
So
yeah.
I wouldn't do that. Let's see. What do you think about that, I guess? I feel like this list was made for my sister-in-law. and you think about Target...
So strong.
It says you think about Target more than you think about anything else.
No, yeah, definitely not.
No, I don't do that.
That's the way BuzzFeed likes to end their list, with something that they can't just end a list. It has to be capped off with
something like
the extreme.
Yeah. It's like, you know what it's like. It's like, I feel like it's like every list on BuzzFeed is being run like a play, like a community theater. And there's somebody behind the scenes. Okay, everybody, big finish. This is our big last one. That's right. This needs to be big and out there and totally awesome. All right, okay, we've done this. Let's go.
And that's why bees like honey.
You see? Oh, you guys are great. That was wonderful. I hate that. All right. That's our fun for today. Now let's call Daryl. That's not fun.
We should make a list of BuzzFeed things in every BuzzFeed list.
That'd be great. Somebody has to have done that.
I think so. I think BuzzFeed's probably done their own.
Yeah. If not, they will. Right. And it'll say, here's how the headline will go. You won't believe what the top 10 BuzzFeed things are because it's freaking link bait central in here.
Right.
We're going to call Daryl. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, damn it. That's Daryl's phone. We don't want that. We want Daryl raw and unplugged.
No. We need a Daryl filter.
Oh, gross. It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by...
My name is Inigo Montoya. You have killed my father. Prepare to die.
Can't wait to hear Brian say this one. Come see our Kickstarter at tinyurl.com/SOVKick.
Nice. Nice.
SOVKick. SOV. Punch, it's all in the mind.
I love that game. Are you kidding me? I think I have that file. You know
what?
I have
the music files from those.
I love that guy. Hold on. Punch, kick, it's all in the mind. Here it is.
Pillow puncher.
Nope.
Hit him with my...
Nope. That's not it.
As soon as I get home.
Nope.
Extra Life Radio. More.
No. What? I can't find it. Nope, that's not it either. All right, well, I don't have it. I apologize. Pillow punchers. All right, hey, speaking of pillow punchers, Daryl's on the line. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. By the way, Seattle. I said yesterday that the name was the name came from Chief Seattle, an Indian chief of some renown, and got a bunch of emails saying I was dead wrong with no links to explain it.
What?
And I did some more checking, and sure enough, the guy totally existed, and it is named after him. And I cannot figure out why people are blindly saying that I was wrong about that and are freaking out at me. I don't get it, especially when they didn't send me any kind of, like, there's no links, there's nothing. Like, why would they do that? It's like, just so you know, you're dead wrong about that being named after a guy whose name was not Seattle, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, give me more than that.
Well, it wasn't, his name wasn't Seattle, it was Sealth, like you said.
Yeah, it's a different pronunciation, but the whole...
But, the white guy said, oh, I can't say that, we'll just say Seattle.
Right, I guess so. That's what white guys
Somebody
do.
Somebody like you
yeah,
did that.
Totally, yeah. I did. All right, well, nevertheless and notwithstanding, Daryl's here, and he's going to spend some time with us now doing a Star Trek trivia question, because that's what Stump a Trek Nerd is all about, and he is now going to receive this question from me. Are you ready to receive my limp question?
Yes.
All right, here it is. In the Next Generation episode, In Theory, sounds like that HBO show. What is that called? Oh, In Treatment.
In Treatment. Man. Yeah, I missed that show.
I want to, it's on, I think after Sopranos, maybe I'd do that.
Yeah, I'm that was about good. It was some heavy stuff in there, but.
I'm HBO binging right now. In Theory, Data is working with Jenna DeSora on modifying some photon torpedoes. He notices that she has other stuff on her mind. She ran. Why is there two she's?
I don't know.
She ran into her ex-boyfriend into the turbo lift. What is the name of her ex-boyfriend? Is it Jeff? Is it Mark? Is it Rick? Or is it Chris?
Is this the episode where Data like tries to play therapist to?
I think so.
Yeah,
Data. Yeah,
it's not good.
Data in Treatment is basically what it should have been called.
Yeah,
it's not good. It's a very bad episode.
Maybe you should talk to your boyfriend and explain how you feel.
Yeah, I mean it's no Beverly Crusher's mother's ghost. It's not that bad, but it's pretty bad.
No. By the way, in the TMS in the folder that we use to transfer stuff,
yeah.
You will find the Parappa the Rapper track.
Oh, that, really? Can I just pull that out real quick? Hold on.
Of course.
All right, let me just whip this out. wait, that's the limp penis. Oh, there it is. Okay, here we go. I want to play this. Oh, it's the whole song. Sweet. All right, here's just the top. Here you go.
Punch is all in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach you. Sure to beat you. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump.
Oh my gosh, dude. I have By such way, fond memories for that game.
It's funny because I listened to those recently, and I swear to God, Parappa sounds like Aziz Ansari. Like, if you listen to him, he sounds just like him.
Hold on, I can't skip ahead on that. Damn it. I want to hear that. Okay, all right. Never mind. Here, let's do it right here. Okay, we can skip ahead on here. Okay, here we go.
Now kick.
Kick.
Punch.
Punch.
Oh my gosh, it does, dude. Like a little squeaked up, but basically him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that game. Oh my gosh, I love that game.
Such a fun game.
Such a weird ass thing. All right, Daryl, back at you here. What are we doing? Oh yeah, Stump Trek Nerd. So yeah. Jeff, Mark, Rick, and Chris. Before you answer, though,
and I was wrong, by the way. It's the one where Data gets Data plays it being a boyfriend.
Oh, no, well, that's bad.
Not relationship advice. Yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah,
too.
Also bad. Yeah. All right.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
You guys still have a bag. I have nothing.
Oh God.
I hate that I got nothing.
You're gonna get something today.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
From who?
From Viking Lass.
Oh.
If you see her.
Yeah, I should. I'm planning on it. I had, so this client stuff may screw me up today, and plus her original schedule's different. I think she gets here at like late today or something, or tonight. Mm. I'm not sure. There was a change in timing, and so now I got to work this workaround and see if I can still get out there. But
I'm happy to say that this bag is actually dwindling.
Oh, good.
Should we have a mentas frescas?
Have a mentas frescas.
Oh, sure. What is that?
Little,
let's see.
It's a little green...
man. Oh.
A little green man. It's a little green... Looks like a slice of lime in a...
Yeah, I've got that. There's a whole bunch of those.
Kick,
yes.
Punch. It's all in the mind.
You're not going to be able to get that out of your head now.
I love it. I love it. And that guy... Whatever stupid thing in the beginning is onion-headed. Oh, it's so good. It's so stupid. The whole game is just filled with ridiculousness. Like, do you remember the level where the whole level was you trying to bump up ahead in line because you had to poo so bad? Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
It was the whole... You were in line and you had to beat the people in front of you by rap battling with them.
Right.
To get in front of them so you could poo. It's awesome. I got to tell Tom he's up first today. I forgot to do that. Nicole's having fumigation at the house.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Like, is her house like a big tent?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
like on E.T.
Yeah, like Walter White's in there making meth while they're right away.
right. I forgot about that.
I'm going to say, can you start at 8? This is for 8 o'clock his time, right? Because 9 p.m., yeah, 8.
Yep.
A.M. Oops, A.M. or so. Okay. He should be fine. All right. So how is your Frescus lupus?
We're about to enjoy it right now. So it's a little tiny hard candy slice of lime. And
it looks like one? Like it's shaped like one?
Yeah, it's shaped like one.
It doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah.
Nope. There's no smell at all. All right.
There's no smell. No smell.
Mm. Oh, it's good. Oh, it's like mint.
Yeah. Well, it says mint on the package.
And the Frescus part is probably fruit. Or, I don't know the Spanish on that, or whatever language that is. Would it be fruit or...
Mentos frescus, but why is it a lime? There's no lime flavor whatsoever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's to trick you.
They put the lime in the mint, and they screwed it all up. Hey, who sings that song? Lime in the Coconut.
Harry Nilsson.
Okay. This is just me doing a quick...
And Fred Schneider did a great cover of it.
Fred Schneider.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
You got your Chrysler. I love him. He needs to do more things.
Yeah.
What's he up to? What's he doing? You know he's got talent. Is he working?
He's touring with B-52s.
Oh, man. They're still kicking it then.
Still kicking it. Some couple summers ago, passing through Denver.
Fred Schneider?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My spelling of Schneider is real rough. Oh, he is a rotund individual now. He's big.
Is he really?
Yeah. That's freaking me out. Well, at least in this video here. Huh. Well, whatever.
Wow.
He's great. I love Fred Schneider. And you say it's...
He looks like he's 80.
Yeah.
Just because of his face. I mean, his regular facial structure makes him look like he's 80.
Here's that coconut song, I think.
Put the lime in the coconut, she drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut.
I love that. His whole career is just talking. It's white guy rapping.
It totally is. And if you go about 2 minutes forward in that song, he starts to lose his crap.
Hold on. Let's try it out.
And then put the lime in the coconut. Yeah, you'll feel better. Lime and coconut. Drink them down. You put the lime in the coconut.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go a little further.
Hold on.
Put the lime in the coconut. Oh, I love him. All right, Daryl, how was your lime thing? Oh, sorry, what?
That was kind of in the style of 1930, the live version.
A little bit.
Yeah, kind of, right.
Yeah, and that's kind of what he did. Every song was just him repeating things and then saying a little bit of story, like about his car and how it was, it was as big as a whale.
How they're doing dances, or how there's a lobster under the dock.
Right,
there
was a lobster. It was a rock. It was a rock lobster. And that you should roam if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girls could go, roam if you want to, and he just goes,
he doesn't even appear on
roam
that song.
Roam around the world. Doesn't he do
that? He's not even on that song.
Oh, come on now. Isn't he?
Nope.
But you're ruining my childhood. Hold on a second. Are you sure?
Yeah, positive.
All right, roam. Wait.
Go ahead. Prove yourself wrong.
That's Wherever I May Roam from Metallica. Damn it. I got to find it now. Now my brain won't work. Hold on. B-52s. Roam. Are you... Fred Schneider's not in there, you're saying?
He may be doing some background vocals. He is not prominently featured in that song.
All right. We're going to just skip ahead here. Okay. Okay, here's Fred. I see his face. Come on, get his face in. Okay. Come on. Come on, Fred. He just... Oh my gosh!
Yeah. It's just Cindy and Kate on that one.
I could have sworn at some point he starts going, Rome, if you want to.
that's your memory is playing tricks on you.
Damn it.
I don't like that at all.
All right. Dare question Coverville.
Later, exactly. Later, I'll be listening to that again because I am not. I'm still unconvinced. I am not that I don't believe you. I always believe you.
Of course.
You're an honest guy.
If you find it, you let me know.
All right, I'll let you know. Could have sworn he sang. All right. Anyway, no. Daryl, back to you.
I want that though. That's a great idea.
It is a good idea. Birthday. You have one?
Oh, he's yes.
Clapping.
Mark Leonard is 90, or well, he would have been 90. He was Sarek, Spock's father, and the first Romulan commander and a Klingon captain in the motion picture.
Oh, that's right. And he also, let's see, when did he die? He died not long ago.
96.
Oh, 96. It feels like that was sooner. I remember hearing about it. Because he was in some TNG before he passed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what am I saying? TNG ended in 94, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that ended in 94. We didn't get Generations until 97, 96 maybe. Then you got, I just remember 98 was the Borg one. I do remember that. Anyway, whatever. The important thing is he died and he lived. He lived a great life, but now he's dead. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to his corpse. All right, moving on. Daryl's back to the question here. What's your gut tell you there on Jeff, Mark, Rick, or Chris, the boyfriend of Data's lady friend there?
Chris, we hope it's not his blood.
That's right. Always hoping, always hoping.
My gut
Jill!
Says...
Sorry, go ahead.
Jill is not a choice. My gut says Jeff.
Your gut says Jeff. Well, let's find out if his gut is right. Is it Jeff?
Congratulations.
Turns out it's Jeff.
You're a winner.
His ex-boyfriend's name is Jeff. Data reminds Jenna on why she ended their relationship. Here's a clip of that going on right there. Right there.
Is there something occupying your thoughts, Jenna? You seem somewhat subdued today.
I bumped into Jeff again in the turbo lift this morning. He asked me out to dinner.
What was your response?
I told him I'd think about it.
As you requested, I will now remind you of the reasons you decided to end your relationship with Jeff.
I guess I asked for this. Go ahead.
You objected to the fact that he seemed unwilling to set aside sufficient time for you.
The long one.
You said he was unresponsive, that he never did the little things. You disliked the sound he made when he ate his soup.
Okay, I remember.
Oh my gosh, what a dumb episode. By the way, somebody said there's a suggestion that the Fred Schneider stuff is at the end of the song. So I'm going to just check it, okay? We're just going to check it. So here you go. Hold on. Oh, it just fades out, dude.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's turning the knob down.
He's in the video like crazy.
Sure. Well, he's part of the B-52s. I mean, he's still, you know. Somebody's got to bang that tambourine while the ladies are singing.
But how do you make a B-52 song and not have Fred Schneider piping off in the corner somewhere? How was that even a B-52 song at that point?
I don't know.
I used to love that song. Now I'm feel despondent and removed from society. Daryl, you did well. Nice job. That puts you at 1-4-2 on the week, right? Yeah, Monday you got it right. Yesterday you got it wrong. No, 2-4-3 then. Mm-hmm. So we got.
Oh, right, because we're in the third day.
Yeah, it's third day. And you'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day to do it again. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter, and at This Week in Trek, at This Week, Trek.com. Now he'll have a game. A game? You have a game.
Nobody's going to listen to Grumpy Cast now. Didn't say it.
Well, they'll figure it out.
Okay. Star Trek fruit or actual fruit?
Star Trek fruit or actual fruit. Here's your theme.
Peenum.
All right, go.
Peenum fruit.
Streamside berries.
Streamside berries.
That sounds Star Trek to me. Sounds like something they would have had on Toga Planet.
Sounds like a backup group for some
Wesley R&B was eating
band.
The Streamside berries.
Yeah. It's not technical enough to be a real berry. You know what I mean? That seems like, we'll say Star Trek.
Like, can you grow them on any stream?
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, how'd we do?
It is a berry found on the planet Meridian, Dax 8.
Ah, so we were right. So hold on. For this one, we should have played this as your theme.
Berry.
It's a berry, and it was on the stream for the thing. All right.
It's a Star Trek fruit.
It's a Star Trek berry. All right, what are we doing?
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
Scott, do you like playing games?
Yes.
Sure you do. Do you like talking about those games?
Yes.
Who doesn't? See, in my ears, because of the delay, I'm talking over you, but I imagine that there's the perfect amount of gap.
It sounds perfect on the show. When people hear the back half of this, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Do you like Twitch?
Yes.
Streaming?
Yes.
Of course. Well, those things combine to bring you The Game Club. No one talks about Game Club. The show where a couple buddies play a game for 2 weeks and then reconvene to talk about all the ins and outs. Our first episode will be over the new Super Smash Brothers for 3DS. Tune in Friday, October 17th, to catch it live on Twitch. And you too, dear listener, can join the conversation. That's The Game Club. Find us on Reddit at /r/TheGameClub.
Interesting. I'm starting to see a lot more shows use Reddit as their base of operations. Instead of a website or a Tumblr or something.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's weird. I've seen that. They're not the first. I've seen this a few times.
Let's not give Reddit any power. They really don't need it.
Some of them don't. That's for sure. I mean, look, it's like saying I would like 4chan to run my wedding.
Right. Exactly.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
Today's show is sponsored by our good friends at Harry's.com. I meant to mention this earlier. Harry's.com. Look. You want a sweet beard, and so you grow one. That's what you do. Men today, I'm not talking about you ladies here. Hey, ladies, give us a second, all right? Just relax for a minute.
Step out of the room for a little bit.
We're just going to talk just us guys for a minute. I want you guys to go check these guys out. You're sick of shaving with dull blades. It's not fun. You cut yourselves. You draw blood. It's no good. Plus, it's expensive. You know, you're paying about $4 a blade for that Gillette Fusion thing you got. Mm-hmm. It was nice of them to give that to you for Christmas, but... Man, those blades, it's like buying gas every day. It's terrible.
Right.
So then you're tempted to just hang on to this blade forever because it costs me so much. And then it's dull and crappy and you're not giving yourself a good shave. Well, you don't want to do that anymore. Why go to the store and deal with the dude who has to get it out from behind the glass and make you pay too much money when Harry's is here to fix all that for you? They make their own razors in their own factory in Germany, and they make quality razors at about half the price of those big brand blades. And they're great. They don't suck. They ship to you for free. So if Brian ordered them, right to Arvada, Colorado. Boom. Free shipping.
Free.
Everything you need. I received the Winston set, which I really like a lot. And it was sent right to my door. Again, easy, sneezy.
Nice.
Came with all the cool stuff.
The Winston set. Yes.
Yep,
yeah,
that's right. Came with a razor handle with a great look and feel. 3 razor blades, foaming shave gel. I mean, at $15. That was it. The Truman set is an amazing deal. So go check it out. I've been using them for a while now. I know you'll like them as well. And I'm not even that much of a shaver, but when I do my neck, because I like to keep kind of a beard going, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I like to get the neck shaved because I'm not really a neck beard kind of guy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely got to keep the neck clean.
Yeah, and Harry's does that for me. Go to harrys.com, HARRYS.com, and get $5 off your purchase with the coupon code MORNINGSTREAM. That's harrys.com and the coupon code MORNINGSTREAM. All right. So here's something that doesn't happen to you every day.
Okay.
A patient who was in a ambulance got up and hijacked the ambulance. So they went, I'm the sick guy. And then they got up and went, I'm now.
Became the driver.
Yep. Authorities say a patient wanting out of an Arizona hospital. Oh, actually I have this wrong. He left the hospital and stole an ambulance as his getaway vehicle.
I read ahead a little bit and I was like, I'm not going to step on him.
Yeah, he'll get there. Let him believe what he wants to believe. It's funny because I read this earlier and I wasn't putting two to two together. Anyway, that'd be four, right? Two and two. Goodyear Police Spokeswoman.
Goodyear, Arizona.
Oh, that's the town?
Yeah.
That also sounds weird, like the Goodyear tire people.
Well, it's like a tire. Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. Lisa Coon, I don't want to say her name. How would you say that name? I don't want to say it wrong.
Kutis.
Thank you. Uh-huh. That'll do. Says Michael Lopez hijacked a parked ambulance outside the West Valley Hospital in Metro Phoenix. Kutis said a firefighter sitting in the back was able to jump out to safety. Wah! He said. He was reported to say. Police pursued Lopez, who failed to pull over. Authorities used GPS to locate the vehicle and Lopez at his home in the suburban area of Avondale. Kutis says he was arrested on charges of theft of means of transportation, felony flight. I love that term, mm-hmm. Felony flight.
Felony flight.
And then that failure.
That was one of the best Canadian supergroups ever. superhero groups.
You know, you never hear about them anymore. They just don't
get the Felony Flight. Not as popular as like Alpha Flight or Omega Flight. Yeah,
it's too bad. Failure to yield to police and disorderly conduct. Actually, that would be a great name for a comic book. Felony Flight.
Felony Flight.
It'd be like a bunch of former felons who suddenly have superpowers and
form a team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably written by who wrote The Preacher? Who's that guy? Garth Ennis. He'd write that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
He would write that and it would be so sweary and there'd be lots of like horrible scenes of violence and rape because that's what he does.
Mm.
I don't like Garth Ennis. I find his work just really distasteful.
Like, probably written by him. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that guy at all. His stuff. Like I think everyone raves it's about the little, Preacher. I think the Preacher kind of sucks. I don't like.
I've never read an issue of the Preacher.
I read the whole thing.
I am taking Saga with me to Vegas to read.
Oh, good.
I get some time to hang out.
You'll love it.
I can't wait.
I'm absolutely. I am completely hooked on that series.
It's still in the mid 80s in Vegas, so I think there might be some hanging out the pool time.
Yeah.
Maybe not for long periods of time, but I think maybe a little reading by the pool, maybe a little Saga.
It's funny, my brain went to, when you said mid 80s, I was thinking, oh, like 85, 86, like, you know, like the years.
Like years?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what came to my head. And for that, you have to go to Circus Circus.
Some people dress like it's the mid-80s in Vegas. Yeah.
Go to Circus Circus. That'll be about right.
There you, oh, God.
I know. That's bad.
We don't even mention that place.
Yeah. Why does it... To me, it feels... That's like the place in Vegas where when the apocalypse comes and the zombies rise up or whatever, that's the one where all the terrible people are going to hold up. That's going to be the bad headquarters. Right.
When Ebola goes to Vegas,
yeah,
it's going to stay at Circus Circus.
It'll start there and end there. Yeah. Mars attack is Mars. Speaking of calamities, Mars attack is imminent. This, according to alien believers, they have found a cannon on the red planet's surface.
Oh no, a cannon!
Oh man, both NASA and professionals and armchair UFOologists who pore over the stream of images from Mars rover cameras. And they find interesting things. The latest is something that looks like a small artillery. I can't read. Artillery camp.
It's funny that's tripping up. The word cannon is tripping up and not artillery.
Artillery cannon. Ugh. Nick Cannon's older brother. Let's see. Barrel mounted on wheels that seems evocative of the U.S. Civil War. The image was taken on July 29th, or Sol 723 if you're looking at Martian days, right? By the Curiosity rover's night mast cam. Let's see. All of those cameras are steadily clicking away, sending thousands of images to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, based on commands sent from the mission team. Some of the data is stored, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is they think this is a cannon, and that somehow means that the Martians are aiming it at us. There are people who literally believe that.
Wow.
Brian? I saw Jesus in my toast this morning.
Well, I'm really worried if they've got a cannon pointed at us from Mars, a little small artillery cannon pointed at us. I think, I hope we're going to be able to dodge that.
Yeah, I hope so. It seems real rough. Also, you know, you remember when there was that face on Mars, the photo of like the face, and then the same mountain range was taken from a different angle at a different time of day, and it's nothing like a face.
Exactly, yes.
We are programmed for pattern recognition, people. If you see a face in your food or something, stop it. All you're doing is caving to your baser instincts. That's just the way things are. We are programmed to see faces. And when we see it in some object that shouldn't have a face on it, or a cannon or something that looks familiar to us, that's just our brains going, oh, that looks familiar. It's not that there are aliens there. I hate that. I hate it. Look, if I saw it, look, the only way a face, let's see, I'm trying to think of a scenario where I would, the face would actually convince me that it was something more than, you know, there was something supernatural in, at play. And I think what would have to be, the face would have to talk to me and I'd have to be able to record
it. Move its mouth. You will perish, earthlings.
Yes. If it did that, if it did that, then I'm in. I'm all in on your conspiracy. And I also would like to capture it on video, please.
Sure.
How about a conspiracy? Hey, here's an idea. Here's a wild idea. How about a conspiracy in 2014 that involves some kind of evidence? That'd be wonderful.
Well, there's proof that the people living on Mars are actually Democrats that are planning on taking over the Earth society.
Is this, hold on. Is this wrestler? What's his name?
It's Jesse Ventura.
Oh, okay. It's pretty good.
Obviously, it's pretty good if you have to question it.
Here's what I don't question. HelloFresh.com. HelloFresh.com, providing wonderful food for you and me for a long time coming. Oh, man. Go there. Check out their recipes. I'm going to look at what's up on the menu today. Okay. HelloFresh.com. You go to the website. You click recipes. Let's see here. This week. Let's look at this week. No, next week. Let's look at next week because it's fun to look at what's coming.
Sure.
You got your cashew chicken with snow peas and carrots. You got your basil meatballs over spaghetti squash. Oh, man. Baked shrimp and linguine. Pork medallions. Pork medallions. Mm. And then pizza margheriti. I think I'm saying that right.
No, margarita. Is it margarita? It's like pizza margarita, usually. Like margarita? The,
margarita?
Margarita?
Margarita? Pizza margarita. I don't know. Ask Tony Soprano. He'd know. They give you all the nutritional facts on the website as well. So if you're worried about that kind of stuff, it's all right there. Caloric intake, fat, protein, carbohydrates, fiber, and all that. All these farm fresh ingredients, though, they don't come prepackaged and done. They come sent to you farm fresh and ready to be made. And in 30 minutes or less, by gum, you've got your meal. Go to HelloFresh.com right now. Save some money, 50% off for first-time customers. They deliver anywhere in these United States for using the code MORNINGSTREAM. 50% off, man. Go do it today. You will not be disappointed.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Drink in our moment of triumph? Certainly with Star Wars-themed beer glasses at frogpants.com/store.
Yeah, I like you. Nice improv on that one.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, they're up there now, and it's me and John Kovalik, who is famous for being the artist behind both Dork Tower and the venerable webcomic, been around forever. And he also does all the work for the Munchkin.
Card games. Right. Okay.
He's awesome. John's great. He will be on Current Geek this week. We had to cancel last week because of my father-in-law's deal, but he'll be there this week. We'll talk more about these. But he and I did it together. We did a couple of big pint glasses, one with a trooper ale designed by me, featuring a stormtrooper design, and his featuring Admiral Akbar doing his thing. And they're both awesome. There's a combo there for like $30. You get both of them, and they're awesome. So go check them out. That's
I'm checking them out right now. Very cool.
Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm. Junior.
Hey, Junior. joins Captain America 3 as Tony Stark. Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, so he'll be playing Tony Stark, you say?
Yeah. But he's the alter ego to Iron Man.
Oh, really? Tony Stark by Robert Downey Jr., you say?
Junior. Yeah. Not the Robert Downey. Who's the guy that did the talk
show?
Morton Downey. Not him.
Yeah, not him. No.
No.
Ginormous teeth.
Let's see. The 40.
This is cool because, I mean, he was saying, oh, I'm going to be in Iron Man 4. No, I'm not going to be in Iron Man 4. Yeah. Now he's saying, I'm going to be in Captain America 3.
Yeah. But there's also talk that Iron Man 4 is absolutely coming too as well.
Cool.
The 49-year-old actor is currently on the verge of signing on to the film, which is set to release May 6th, 2016, according to Variety. Plot of the movie will see Tony Stark fighting with Captain America's alter ego, Steve Rogers, played by Chris Evans, as they feud over the Superhero Registration Act. Oh, Brian.
Could it be Civil War, perhaps?
Yeah, we talked about this at length on Comic Dorks yesterday, so people can hear me and Steven go to town on that. But you, as a Marvel fan and knowing a lot about that Civil War thing, do you not agree with me on this one point? The Superhero Registration Act worked really well in that comic. And to go full Civil War, I'm not even saying you need Spider-Man. You could probably figure out a way to write him out of it. But here's my problem.
You have to.
they may have to. There's rumors that they made Spider-Man. That they could have both in Sony Pictures and have him over here for this stuff, played by someone else. Anyway, who knows? But that's not even my biggest issue. My biggest issue is Marvel/Disney has opted in their films to not have secret identities. Everybody is known to be who they are, including Tony Stark.
Well, Tony Stark is, and...
name one who isn't. They all are.
How is it shown that people know their names?
Well...
You know, I mean, how do you know that the general public... We know that S.H.I.E.L.D. knows the names of the Avengers, the secret identities of the Avengers.
Yeah.
But we don't know, you know, Black Widow's real name, or... the general populace doesn't seem to know the real names of
except
for Tony Stark.
But is she involved in, I can't remember, it's been a while now. I read it back in 06, but was she involved in that storyline? Like, I'm trying to remember what characters were involved in that
storyline. Yeah, I mean, it was big, you know, Captain America, Tony Stark, Reed Richards. So we can't have any Fantastic Four. We can't have any X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
We may or may not be able to have Spider-Man. I mean, that actually what I'm saying is probably the problem I'm going to have with it is it worked really well because you had this massive pool of superheroes who are either on one side or the other.
Yeah, even had Squirrel Girl in it at some point.
Right, exactly. Doreen.
Yeah.
But with this, because there are some licenses, you know, the bigger licenses that are outside of Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy probably won't be affected by this at all.
No, they're not even on the, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to register.
No.
Groot doesn't have to register for the you know.
Your name, please. I am Groot. Right. Okay.
So that's what made it such a really cool storyline in the comics, and that's what's going to be a really hard thing to convey in the movie because it was Civil War with hundreds of characters on one side or the other. And for them to do it in the MCU, it's going to be a dozen characters on one side or the other.
Right. But remind me, your two key players really were Tony Stark was a big deal. Yeah. He kind of kingpinned one side and the other side was championed by Steve Rogers.
By Steve Rogers, yes.
But in the movies, they've already established that both of these guys are out in the open and in the public. There is no reason for them to worry about being.
I don't know. Well, but it wasn't Steve Rogers saying, hey, don't tell people my real name. He was saying, people deserve their freedom, their privacy. So yeah. Registering for this is bad and wasn't necessarily doing it for his own needs.
I guess
in America.
That's a good point. I guess Tony's already out, but he wanted to be out anyway in that storyline. He was right. Championing it, but that's kind of when he came out. So maybe they just don't, I don't know. It wasn't
even really so much about secret identities. That was a big part of it. But a lot of it also was registering with the government so that they could determine whether or not you were legally able to use your powers.
Mm. Yeah.
And say, nope, you've got to, you know, all right, you've had the proper training, you've had the proper authorization, you can use your powers to help.
Yeah.
But only when we call on you or, you know, something like that. And,
yeah.
And, well, Steve Rogers is like, hey, if you can help, help.
Well, there's rumors that they're going to have a bunch of these movies culminate into another Avengers style crossover that is all one giant event around Civil War. Now, that's possible, I suppose. I have my feeling is they're going to probably do it piecemeal in each of these movies, or maybe even Captain America 3's entire storyline is this issue. It's entirely mm-hmm. possible they water it down to just be a thing in a movie, and that's why Stark's involved. One way or the other, though, Robert Downey Jr., $40 million to be in that movie.
Wow.
$40 million. That's not counting whatever he's going to get for Iron Man 4. He's going to do just fine, is my point.
Yeah, he's okay. Team Downey is doing just fine.
I wonder if old Downey could go back to young Downey and just say, dude, one day I'm going to make $40 million per movie. It's right. All going to be based on superheroes. And just think how much cocaine that could have bought you back when you were hooked. Man, this is crazy.
You're going to clean your act up and you're going to play superheroes.
Yeah. Good for him. Good for him.
It's probably what made him. It was probably old Downey telling him that made him say, oh, screw this. I want some coke.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones
mm-hmm.
is releasing an app on iOS and Android to help fans learn how to speak Dothraki.
Oh.
So it's like Klingon for our day.
You had me excited when you said they are releasing an app.
Yep.
And I was hoping it would be something to help keep track of characters. Nope. Bran, Bron, nope. Bron, nope. Bron, Brini, Brainy.
Nope. None of that. $3.99. And by the way, you're right about season 4 of Sopranos. You start to forget who's who.
You really do.
Yeah. There's two there's two Carmines right now, and I don't know which one's which.
Oh, yeah.
There's two Tonys rolling around.
Mm-hmm. And an Anthony.
And an Anthony. Christopher's the only one I always remember his name. And his hot wife, girlfriend, whatever
right.
she is.
Right.
Which he yacked on the table at that oh, my gosh. That show.
I forgot about that.
Oh, she just hurls like nobody's business. That. Just.
Actually, speaking of which, HBO just announced breaking news right now. HBO without a cable subscription is coming next year.
Well, see, we knew it was coming. What are they going to charge? My theory is they're going to charge a lot.
Let's see if they. It's currently in development, but it's going to be on the web.
$19.99.
Yeah, who knows?
You watch.
Oh, God. If it's that, yeah.
That's just, I know they will. All right. Well, we'll see. Anyway, they got this Dothraki dictionary deal thing. $3.99 for the app. It was created by with help from David J. Peterson, a person responsible for coming up with the Dothraki language, including, or according to The Guardian, fans will be able to learn conversational dialogue by using more than 300 vocabulary flashcards in the app to help while learning. You know what? Hey, I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't y'all learn an actual language so that you can actually have some reason to have it instead of being... And look, if you are so smart that you can learn like five languages and one of them is Dothraki and maybe the other one's Klingon, fine. Sure, but why not learn German or Spanish or something?
Spanish or Japanese or... Yeah.
It'd be a powerful tool. And not, but nobody's going to... You're not going to get hired because you know... Dothraki.
I'm putting this on my resume. I can speak five fake languages.
It's the baddest of ideas.
Squarespace. I can even speak the language that from Nell. I can speak the language that.
Like, okay, well, do you know Chinese? Because that's we're hiring you to be our overseas guy for China, our China office. Well, no, I don't.
But
know.
I can speak Gungan, which is kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we're not going to hire you then. So f off and don't let the door hit you on the way out. Sponsored today by Squarespace.com. Look, Squarespace.com would make it possible for you if you're so devoted to Dothrakis and you just can't get enough of your Jason Momoa. You could make a whole fan site for it if you wanted to in like real quick fashion, in fact, over at Squarespace.com. They have all the tools, all the templates, all the stuff you'll ever need to make a fantastic website. In fact, they're fond of saying a better web begins with your website. I'm a big believer in that. I'll also register a free domain for you as well at Squarespace.com. And we'd like to save you some money. Try the free trial. Give it a shot. If you like it and you stick around, use the code MORNING at checkout. That'll get you 10% off your account at Squarespace.com. That's squarespace.com and the code MORNING. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt will be here, and we have some emails. But before all that, music. What do you got for me, man?
I hope I didn't just scoop Tom on something he was going to be talking about on this.
We can go deep.
All right, good. All right, this one is going out to Lou G. Says, hey, Scott and Brian, it's my 31st birthday. Not as big a deal as others, but I wasn't expected to live a week after I was born premature, so 31 is a big deal to me. If you could play a cover of Radioactive, a song that speaks to me, I'd appreciate it. Hug a hobo, Lou. Well, certainly, and congratulations on your 31st year. I'm living 30 years and 11 months and 3 weeks longer than you were expected to.
Right. Right. Right.
Beat the odds, man.
Yeah.
All right. So this goes out to Lou. It's a version of Imagine Dragons Radioactive. This is fun. And I get accused sometimes of playing a little too much ska.
Mm.
Some people maybe would say I don't play enough right before Tank Girl. Mm. This one is from the Masquerades Volume 3 album from 2013. It's the Holophonics and their ska version of Radioactive.
Nice. Imagine Dragons, big Utah connection, one of their dudes.
That's right.
I forget. Is he the singer? Anyway, from, I want to say he's from Provo, Utah, I think. Anyway, they're huge here. People love the Imagine Dragons.
They just love them.
They're this generation's Mannheim Steamroller, don't you know? All right, here it is. It's Radioactive. We'll be back with Tom. Stay tuned.
I'm breaking in, shaping up, the checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones, enough to make my system flow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age, welcome to the new age, to the new age. We're painted red to fit right in. Whoa, I'm breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bars. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones, enough to make my systems blow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome.
Halloween experts at Magic Manor have everything you'll need this year, including actual character masks from famous motion pictures. And they can show you the proper application of makeup to impress that special someone. Magic Manor's professional hand-painted custom masks start as low as $250. This Halloween, remember Magic Manor. Wigs, masks, makeup, costumes, shockingly authentic. Magic Manor, East Wind Mall.
Hey, hey, ho, ha, ho!
This is the Morning Stream, where Scott and Brian never invite me to do anything.
Gotta remember to ask him to be come to our parties and stuff. You know, I don't want him to feel bad.
So, this says
HBO is finally going to let you watch shows without cable. I'm still not seeing a price. Damn it. All right, we'll get announced
until closer to...
Tom may know. I mean, we're going to find
out.
Maybe
he knows, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find out here in a second. So let's call Tom. Let's give Tom a call. Just back from his morning run.
Yay.
Yeah, he's a committed individual.
I hope he showered, though.
Well, he's in New York currently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's there with his wife until, I want to say, the weekend. And so I assume we're going to have, like, connection and all that stuff here, which we'll find out about shortly. Here's his little themey theme.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
And also that direction would be to my, let's see, if I'm facing the country, it'd be to my right. If I'm facing out, it'd be to my left. He's on the East Coast. They don't even know what to do with Tom Merritt when he's there. It's Tom Merritt, everybody.
Well, hey there, Brian and Scott.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
That looks like a... hotel, I think.
It's not, actually. It's an Airbnb.
Oh, very nice. Oh. Are you a fan of the service?
Well, this is the first time I've ever used it. It's actually my wife, Eileen's the one who got it because she's out here for work for a month. Mm. But so far, it's actually really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, that's good. I've heard, some people swear by it and use it exclusively and can't believe the world existed without it. And then there are people who've told horror stories to me
about it. I've heard horror stories about orgies and things like that.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, I don't know why.
The orgies are the best. What are you talking about? Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're having a good time out there. At least I assume you are. Is it going well?
Yeah, actually, it's going great. The nice thing is instead of dealing with hotel internet, I've got Fios because it's an actual person's apartment.
Yeah.
With Fios, and it's not much bigger than the hotel room because it's New York, but it's got everything I need.
Well, that's all you need then. And you're in the city. Are you right there in the city?
I'm in Manhattan.
Wow, look at you, man.
I've taken Manhattan, Scott. Now it can be told.
Tom takes Manhattan.
Great. Well, you don't look like a Muppet to me at all. Let's move on. Hey, so you see this breaking news about HBO? I don't know if that's something you plan on talking to us about or not, but...
Wait. This is old news as far as I know. Where are you seeing this so-called breaking news?
So The Verge is now reporting this morning as one example.
Okay.
I'll put it in. There's a link in Skype if you want to.
Yeah, and Twitter is freaking out left and right. So HBO is finally going to let you watch shows without cable. Starting next year, you'll finally be able to watch HBO on the web without a cable subscription. HBO CEO Richard Pelper or Pleeper. Has confirmed
Plepler.
Thank you. That's even worse.
Plans to launch a standalone over-the-top HBO subscription offering at some point in 2015. Oh, so the Recode report is that's where it's coming from. So Peter Kafka got that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everyone
speaking at an investor presentation said the company will start selling a digital version that won't require pay in 2015. We'll go beyond the wall. Wow, you know, there's walkers up there. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
And launch a standalone over-the-top version of HBO in the U.S. that would work with current partners. Ah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's interesting, right?
Current partners.
Does that mean... Because you talked about this last week. You were talking about how they have to kind of tiptoe around the relationships that exist now because the business model and the money is flowing in ways that they can't ignore. And... this makes sense that they would say things like that. That's got to be part of the PR, but also just practically speaking, that may mean that, you know, I can't get it unless, you know, I sign up on the website, let's say, to get this thing as a standalone service, but I have to do it through a certain ISP that's owned by Comcast or owned by
AT&T. So here's a couple of things to consider. One, there's been a rumor kicking around that a standalone version in the United States would end up meaning that you wouldn't actually be able to get all of the same stuff. Like you'd maybe get the last five episodes sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't, because right now on HBO Go, they have everything.
Yeah.
Every single episode of every single show. So my guess is it's either going to be that or it's going to be extra expensive, you know, like $40 just for the service. And then what they'll do is, in either case, they'll try to market you to your local cable company, like, hey, get a discount, or would you like to see all the back episodes? Join up with Comcast/Time Warner/ whatever you have in your area.
Mm-hmm. That's where I think that goes.
Because here's the thing, right? I've talked about this a bunch. HBO gets free advertising from its cable partners because the cable partners make so much more money when people sign up for HBO. So it's in their best interest to market it. Of course, the cable companies are not going to be happy if HBO is out there competing with them directly. So HBO didn't want to risk losing that big pile of advertising and marketing and having to pay for it themselves. This could be a way that they get the companies to say, look, folks, we all know this is coming, right? Let's make it work for both of us. We'll market you on our service, and you market us, continue to market us on your service.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. So what's happening right now is Twitter's acting like finally we're all going to pay a subscription for an online service to HBO stuff, and it's as simple and as clear-cut as that. I think it probably is not as clear-cut as that. However, it probably means that, well, maybe it means, I don't know if it means this for sure, but if I've already got Comcast as a internet provider, in theory, because they have these same deals that we've been talking about and the same reasons to exist or to coexist with HBO in this other extended way, I may just be eligible. I mean, that's the hope, right? Is that if you're already dealing with a big cable provider as your internet provider for an online service from HBO, that you might be in the clear. But what I don't want it to be is what HBO Go is now. I mean, if this is just Go, but you can watch it on a browser.
Way. Yeah, right.
Because that's all this could end up being is, hey, this is HBO Go, which means you have a subscription already. But hey, you can watch it standalone on the web. If all this standalone talk just means they can watch it over a browser, that's not great. I wouldn't care for that.
So mirror it over your Apple TV to your television. What's the difference?
Sure. No, I agree. There are workarounds. But
yeah,
I would like to... I don't know what I'd like.
But you want it on your TV, right? So, I mean, this is a great way that you can have it with the flexibility of being able to say, I want it on my laptop, I want it on my tablet, I want it on my my web-enabled TV, I want it on my Apple TV to mirror. I think this is...
But for you and me and Tom, that all makes sense. For my aunt and my mom and everybody else, this makes no sense to them.
But I don't know how you do it the other way. I mean, unless they come out with some sort of device like the Chromecast that...
We'll just have an app on these things is all I'm saying.
Well, they do have apps.
Yeah, but I guess that's my whole point. Is this just right. Go then? This is just Go.
Yeah.
So they've already announced and released this product we're talking about.
But right now, you have to be able to have a cable subscription to access HBO Go.
Right.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
What the big news here is that you wouldn't have to have a traditional cable subscription. It would be over the top. Now, here's the thing about over the top. Peter Kafka points out that Plepler's presentation focused on HBO's plans to build out its traditional business by getting better terms from its existing pay TV partners and getting pay TV subscribers who aren't paying for HBO to sign on while continuing to pay for other TV channels. So if most of the presentation's about that, and he talks about over the top, I've got a couple other theories to throw at you. What if he's not talking about HBO Go standalone? Like, hey, instead of getting HBO Go only with a cable subscription, you can pay HBO directly. What if he's talking about, oh, you know, Sony, Verizon, Dish are all launching over-the-top subscriptions? Yeah, we'll be part of that.
Oh. Well,
or
that's interesting.
He's saying, yeah, hey, guess what? Hulu Plus is kind of a cable subscription on the internet. So we're going to partner with Hulu Plus and say, hey, Hulu Plus subscribers, pay an extra $3 mm-hmm. and you can get access to HBO Go through your Hulu Plus subscription.
So basically, that theory would just be moving the model they already exist under to existing online umbrellas.
Exactly.
Something that's already established.
I know that's what they're going to do.
No.
That would be smart, though. That would be a great way to do it.
I'd be fine with that. But I guess they would have to be, it couldn't be just like one. I don't think it's ever going to be like, we've got to deal with Amazon and Prime subscribers will have this, and that's it. Sorry, everybody else. Although I guess they are doing that with their back catalog.
They could do a deal with Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Whether they would do it exclusively with Amazon Prime is a whole different question, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have to imagine with all the fervor around this announcement, just this developing very little info announcement, it seems like there are like teams at these companies, at Netflix, at Amazon, or wherever, that just immediately like put people on a jet and fly them to HBO headquarters to be the first to say, all right, yeah, we want to be, you know, like I feel like there's going to be a big freak out over who gets to do this with them.
Nah, no. HBO knew. I mean, pretty much what happened was Plepler was meeting with his investors, lining out the plans for 2015, mostly talking about totally traditional stuff. How are we going to get better terms from the cable companies and increase our bottom line? Because that's what you guys want to hear. And mentioned something briefly about an over-the-top service, you know, and it sounds like the upside is that HBO would be able to market itself to customers who don't want to buy a bundle. Beyond the wall, standalone, over-the-top. Those are quotes here, according to Kafka, mm-hmm. but would work with current partners. So this is them telling the investors, like, don't worry. We're not leaving money on the table. We know there's lots of people out there that'll give us money. We're figuring out how to make sure that we don't lose any of our current money or increase our current costs and get that money. And then all of a sudden it leaks out, right? Because Peter Kafka's got a source who was in that meeting and told him about it. Mm. And now the freakout is nothing to do with HBO. Mm. The freakout is all people who are like really want this, and HBO knows they really want this. And then they're freaking out, and that's fine. I mean, I doubt HBO even says anything. If anything, they get a little coy like they do sometimes and go, well, yeah, you know, we're always considering lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. That'll be the safe road. And then did he immediately after that meeting, this Plepler guy, did he go and uh-huh. go to the courthouse, spend $50 and change his name to something more reasonable?
Plepler.
Plepler's
smart. You know, in a lot of countries, Johnson is impossible to pronounce. So let's be careful here.
Well said. Well, when I dropped the umlauts, everything got easier. Not a problem. Is there anything else brewing today outside of that, though, that you've
I was worried you were going to ask me about this poodle thing.
Poodle.
Because I haven't really dug down deep enough into it to figure out what's going on. It's a vulnerability in SSL version 3. And really what you should be doing is using TLS. So a lot of servers are just switching off SSL version 3, saying we're done with it. Here's another attack to go along with Beast and Crime and all these other attacks that people have brought against SSL. So the one thing you as a customer, as a consumer of the internet, should probably know is that you might want to disable SSL version 3 in your browser. Firefox 34 will disable it by default. Explorer and Chrome have instructions. However, if you're using Internet Explorer 6, first of all, stop.
Yeah, quit doing that.
Second of all, you can't turn it off. You're screwed.
Wow. But that surprises me that there's not some way to kill it in Chrome that's easier. That's usually something.
Oh, yeah, you have to do a command line thing in Chrome. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that seems crazy.
What about stuff like Safari and, I guess, Safari?
Yeah, how about what's this other one? Whatever happened to Opera? Is that still a thing?
It's probably still a thing. Yeah,
someone somewhere. Tom used to get a lot of emails about that.
I use Opera as my default browser on Windows.
Do you really?
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's still good? I mean,
it's great.
All right. Still supported and...
Yeah.
Okay.
They keep making new versions. It's always the one with the features first.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
Everybody always steals ideas from Opera.
Because what else is there? I think we've named all the browsers that matter, I think. I mean, I know there's a lot of offshoots.
Yeah. Safari, Opera, Chrome, i.e. Firefox. There are other browsers. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, those are the most...
I think Netscape should make a big comeback, you know?
Yeah, does AOL still own that name?
Probably.
They should just come back with
I forgot that's where that ended up. Be careful, everybody. Go read up and learn how to protect yourself from SSL attacks. Those are bad because you're buying stuff and your credit card's important and, you know, yikes. All those things. SSL is, you know.
We'll be talking more about it on Daily Tech News Show later today.
I have no doubt. Tom Merritt, it's always good to talk to you, and I'm glad that you're having a good trip, and very much looking forward to Current Geek this week. Is there anything else going on that you'd like people to know about?
New Sword and Laser out yesterday. We cover a little bit about our current book, Aleph the Unseen. We talk about Snow White, Kiss, and Sleeping Beauty.
There's some fan fiction.
No, it's in the new Neil Gaiman book.
Oh, all right.
All kinds of good stuff. So check it out, swordandlaser.com.
The new Neil Gaiman Disney fan fiction. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a young adult novel, and it's not as lascivious as maybe it sounds.
Right. It's also important to note that Disney didn't invent these characters, that most of these came from before.
Well, that's one of my favorite copyright discussions to have, is how Disney is the reason we have incredibly ridiculously long copyright terms in the United States. Yeah. And yet they got their start by taking all this public domain material and building up their back catalog.
Yeah, don't even get you started on that.
Don't get me started.
Well, have a fun, safe time, and may all your subway trips be uneventful. And let's do this again real soon.
Absolutely.
Bye now.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
See you.
Airbnb.
Urban boo.
Urban boo.
Urban boo.
All right. Why is Imagine Dragons still playing on my screen? All right. There we go.
Because you're waking up.
I guess so.
Chemicals and blah, blah, blah.
We're going to do emails now, and they're brought to you by
Coverville, where on today's show, you're going to hear a tribute to the 45th anniversary of Led Zeppelin's second album. Yes, track by track covers of every song on that album live today at coverville.com/live, 2 p.m. Check it out, won't you?
The guy online is telling me, and I'm not trying to call him out, but I was talking about how the Blizzard, like, it's silly to think Blizzard was being racist by removing or by having this bug in the game. It's silly to think they're being racist. He says, I had some old intel from a friend at Blizzard. That's how I know.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? You got to tell me.
I knew a guy who's a guy, and he knows.
You got to say stuff or don't. Whatever. I will not go off on that now. I will now read this email. Walter wrote in, says, I love when you have Steven on, but sometimes he gets a few things wrong. I'm talking about Steven Schleicher.
Uh-oh.
First, he mentioned a very good Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes series and how Carol Danvers was on the show, seen floating above her hospital bed, but never seen as Miss Marvel. In fact, she was Miss Marvel on the show for an entire second season. All right, so
I believe that's Ms. Marvel,
Ms.
Scott.
Marvel. Ms.
Yes, not Miss Marvel.
Ms. She's great in that video game, Marvel Heroes. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's my favorite character to play.
Gotta play that. I gotta play that.
It's good. It's free. It's free play.
Yeah.
Also, Daredevil, the black costume is temporary. In Frank Miller's Daredevil Man Without Fear, he took off the black costume in the beginning. This is before he decided to become a full-time vigilante, which is when he got the more traditional costume. I love when you and Steven are on. I love when you have Steven on. I love the show. Thanks, Walter. Okay. I think it's important to note that the Daredevil thing is that shot doesn't necessarily mean that this is him all the time. We are going to get an origin story.
Yeah, of course.
So he'll be a vigilante for a while. And so that makes sense. I don't think Steven was saying to the contrary. It's just we're trying to figure out why that's the thing you'd show off. It just seems a little weird.
Yeah. Like, and I think while that was part of the beginnings of Matt Murdock and Daredevil.
Yeah.
It was a recent add-on to the story, to his origin story, that he did the black costume. Because he went, from what I remember, in the original artwork, he went right from being Matt Murdock into the red and yellow ketchup and mustard costume.
Yeah, the X-Men looking costume.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah, exactly.
They all look like
only
that.
A blind man would look like that.
back in the old. I was looking at that on Wikipedia yesterday.
It wasn't Steve Ditko though. Who was the? Was it Kirby?
Kirby's the art.
Daredevil?
Yeah, Kirby's the art. Well, inked by crap. I looked this up yesterday. Now I've already forgotten.
Oh, really?
But it's supposedly created by Stan Lee and the other guy. Kirby did the pencils, and then the other guy who co-created it with Stan Lee did the inks.
Okay,
is what I read.
I just remember the big, Frank Miller, Klaus Janson years, and of course
those were so good.
Oh, really, really good.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go back and read them right now. I have Marvel Unlimited. Why don't I just read them? I should read them.
Just read them. Just what are you doing?
Nothing.
Just read them.
I'm reading this next email. That's what. This came into us from Daryl in Ohio, who says, hey, Scott and Brian, the other day I had a dream that I won the very first lunch with TMS contest. At first, it was just Scott, and I was at the restaurant, and it was super awkward, and we hardly spoke at all. Really? Geez, thanks a lot. Then Brian showed up, and we would only talk using other impressions of celebrities or with quotes from the TMS soundboard. Can you please look this up in a dream dictionary and tell me what it means? Throw the GoPro, Daryl in Ohio. Don't throw your GoPro. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the Dream Dictionary here anymore. But it's funny. Like a couple days ago, right before April showed up, I gave it back to Tina. And said I don't have room for this down here.
Let me try to do a sentence in the soundboard and see how it works, and then you respond in Vince Gilligan's voice. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here's how that dream went. So I see you come in the restaurant. This is how the scene sets up. You walk in and I go,
imagine. Call now.
Well, you're never going to let me have a chance to talk, are you? You're just going to keep interrupting me there for like the next 2 weeks.
What?
I said 2 weeks. You know, the amount of time that it takes for spoilers to be okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll have some dessert. Thanks.
It's not working very well.
Yeah, this is a bad dream.
It's pretty bad.
Don't let nobody give you no shit.
Oh, gosh. There's some things I could come up with. I need a bigger soundboard is what I need.
Yeah.
It would work.
Booby slave. Booby slave.
All right. There's that one. Here's one from, final one here, from Willie. Doing it Big Willie style. All right.
All right.
Says, okay, maybe total unhipness is pretty fair. He thinks I'm very unhip in the subject line. Scott is extremely musically unhip, he says.
I love that he calls you out. Thank you for, you know.
Appreciate it. It says, okay, maybe total unhipness is pretty unfair. You've got a pretty hip taste in music, but after listening to 692, our episode 692, I think it could be hipper. I think you need better channels for music discovery. While interesting music and substance can be found on the radio/top 40, it's a pretty narrow view what's available, man. You know, he writes weird. He's the weird writer.
It's like a rap battle right here in this email.
I'm a hipster when it comes to sentence structure. I liked good sentence structure before it was cool, I guess. Anyway, I'm a music student, so it's a requirement that I be mega hip. I'm so hip, I have trouble seeing over my pelvis. Here is some of my recent favorite albums. You're Dead by Flying Lotus. Syro by Aphex Twin. Aphex Twin. I don't know how you say it. Is it Aphex? Yeah, I've always said Aphex. This is for you, Alt J. Taming the Dragon. Meliana.
you know a guy who uses a version of that name, a different spelling, as a WoW character.
Just had another kid, too.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, they had a little baby. Oh. Remember the pregnancy she had when we heard Nerdtacular? It came to be a baby now.
It is now a baby.
It has become a baby. Yeah, that bun is done cooking. Nicky Knack by Toonie Yards. Love This Giant by David Byrne and St. Vincent. Oh, I know David Byrne.
It's the only, and I know St. Vincent. This is the only album on this list that I'm familiar
with. See, you're not very hip.
Lonerism
by Tame Impala. That's just a slow car. Amok by Atoms of Peace or Four Peace. I love the show before it was cool, yo, Willie, says. In parentheses, he says later, I'm not actually this obnoxious. I swear, I just want to share some music I think is cool with you guys. All right, great.
Sure you're not.
Thanks, man. We appreciate the call out. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. And if you want to be just like Big Willie here, you can send us an email. Brian, take that list and get some music, man.
I just copied that list. You probably saw me open that list up in the show notes and copy it out. I'm going to listen to all those.
All right. Well, see, we listen to our listeners.
Yeah. See if any of them are on my Prime. I like this new thing with Amazon Prime where you can have music stream it in your Amazon Prime apps.
Yeah.
That it's like their Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all right.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. I think they're making strides, those people over there. In my experience with Amazon is their first version of anything is garbage.
Yeah.
And then it gets really good later. The Kindle. Look at the original Kindle. What a dumb-looking e-reader that was.
Oh,
what a beast. What a brick. And now they're
a piece of crap.
They're gorgeous. That Journey one, or what? Not Journey. Ah, crap. The new one. The like white paper. They call it the Unity or Journey or whatever it is. I could go to Amazon and look, but I want one. They're hot. They're thin and beautiful and backlit white paper.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's brand new. Okay. Amazon.
Well, I believe you.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Okay, the Fire TV is on sale for $84. Kindle, where's Kindles? Kindle. Show me my Kindle. Okay, here we go.
Do not take Kindle.
Kindle Paperwhite Voyage. It's called the Kindle Voyage. 6-inch high resolution, 300 DPI or PPI, with adaptive built-in light, press page sensors. Blah blah blah. It's expensive though. It's $219, but that thing is hot.
Is it like full tablet-y features, or is it just...
No, it is a an e-ink reader.
It's a
straight-on e-ink reader, but it is beautiful. Like, the backlight is per pixel. Like, it's not just some ring around the thing lighting. It is hot.
You're looking for pictures of it. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's nice.
I want it. And it's
thin. Yeah, no kidding. Boy, yeah, when you think back to that original white Kindle, it's like slightly cream-colored white. It looked like a white device that you just left outside too long.
It was awful.
It was really bad.
Bulky and weird angles, and that keyboard sucked. It just was crap.
Yeah.
But they get better at things, and I feel like their music service is going through those iterations right now. Same with their movie stuff. Amazon Prime streaming is so much better than it used to be. $199 with special offers, that one. I may have to consider a Christmas thing for myself. That's going to do it.
I'm waiting for color e-ink.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool, right? I don't know if I need that, though. I just want to read my books.
Oh, you know, but I want to get my magazines on there, too.
And good point.
Full color. Yeah. I want my PC Gamer and my Entertainment Weekly on there and Hollywood Reporter, and then we're talking.
All right, then you're cooking with gas.
Then we're cooking with gas.
Speaking of cooking with gas, you can cook with gas at frogpants.com/TMS. That's our website. On Twitter, we can be found at Coverville for Brian, at Scott Johnson for me, and at Morning Stream for the show. And now we will leave, and Brian will play music. What do you got for me?
Here's another song.
Okay.
This one goes out to Haley. Says, on October 15th, my boyfriend Michael will be celebrating his 32nd birthday. He's just one birthday ahead of Lou G.
Yeah.
He's been a listener of TMS since the very first episode, and he recently got me into the show as well. He's a big fan of both Leonard Cohen and Jonathan Coulton, so I thought it'd be perfect to request Colton's cover of Famous Blue Raincoat. Michael, thanks for being there for me, and I look forward to many great years together. Grow the dojo, Haley.
Nice.
So this is a really cool song by Leonard Cohen. It's written in a way that it's like a letter to a lost love. And I love the style of it. And depending on who covers it, it always ends with the signature of either the artist, the new covering artist, or Leonard Cohen. And it's really cool when you listen to these to try and find out who how they're going to end it. If they're going to say sincerely L. Cohen, or if they're going to do, you know, their own name.
Right.
So here is Jonathan Coulton's version. I'm not going to spoil it for you to see who he says at the end. Jonathan Coulton's version came from the Thing a Week deal that he did.
Oh, with I remember that. He doesn't do that anymore, right?
Doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't have any time for that.
No.
He's too busy doing that radio show for NPR that should have been the trivia show that I created.
Oh, he's doing a trivia show?
Yeah, he's the musical, the in-house band for this trivia game show. And he plays covers of songs in between each round.
It's not Wayne, Don't Tell Him.
No, it's Ask Me Another, I think is what it's called.
I've not heard this. I'll have to check it out. But yeah, that does sound like something you would have made.
It's great. And it's like, I love listening to it. And I just feel like, God, I wish I would have gotten on the bandwagon with this.
Yeah. Wow, anyway. That's cool. Well, we love Joko. He's the man.
Of course we do, yes. Yeah. And this came from his Thing Week. It's Jonathan Coulton, Famous Blue Raincoat.
All right. Actually, you could argue a lot of his early exposure came from one Brian Ibbett.
And Jawbone.
Sure.
A lot of the internet.
I think more
CC Chapman.
More you than anyone, though.
Okay.
Because you played his music, dude. Everybody else just said, isn't he great? I
can't argue. You've got me.
Even Veronica yelled. All right, here we go. It's Famous Blue Raincoat. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Therapy Thursday and a full, rich show with all sorts of things. So be here then. Bye.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane with a lock of your hair, she said that you gave it to her. that night when you plan to go clear. Did you ever go clear? The last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. You came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. And I see you there with a rose in your teeth, one more thin gypsy thief. Will I see Jane's awake? She sends her regards. What can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you, I guess I forgive you. I'm glad that you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, will your enemy sleeping and his woman is free? Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. And Jane with a lock of your hair, she said that you gave it to her that night when you planned to go clear. Sincerely, El Cohen.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Pulsar, the ultimate man of adventure.